This is Jay Sekulow, almost 50,000 signatures online defending the Jesus statue in Montana.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Today,
I saw a sign for lemonade.
It has been a part of a World War II memorial for nearly 60 years, but the statue of Jesus right there may soon be removed because one group says it violates the separation between church and state.
Montana Congressman Denny Rehberg is fighting for the statue to stay put.
It's 25 by 25 feet. It's not a problem.
I hope the people of Montana are successful in keeping the anti-religious bunch from taking the Jesus statue. It's a Springsteen song. It's a ride in
a Chevrolet. It's a man. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
And there's even a tab pointing to it that's marked Shrine. And this is a sham claim that it's a war memorial. It's America.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
The statue is more than a religious symbol. It was erected as a memorial and a tribute to Montana freedom fighters during World War II for their bravery, dedication, and patriotism.
And it overlooks a free nation. Tore apart.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're talking about the statue in Montana, the World War II statue of Jesus. And here's what's interesting about this, folks, and that is the response from the American people. 49,844 of you have signed this letter online. This will be the Forest Service has opened up a period for comments very shortly, and we're going to be filing those in response to the Freedom From Religion Foundation's attempt to remove the statue. Now, what's interesting here is that not only is the response significant, but I want to clarify a fact that is very important here. We mentioned on the broadcast yesterday that we actually had our team went back and found a photograph of a statue in the Alps during World War II that the soldiers from the 10th Cavalry Division actually saw. We have that posted at aclj.org. It is almost identical in scope and nature to the one that is in the Flathead National Forest in the park area right now, and it's exactly what they saw. And that's why it was put up as a World War II memorial as a commemorative for the soldiers of what they actually experienced. So there's more to this than just a religious connotation. But let me make this very clear. And this is important. The Flathead National Forest archaeologist actually was the first person to bring the issue of its historic significance up, and they actually sent a what's called cultural site report to the Montana State Historical Preservation Office seeking concurrence that this, in fact, was historically significant. Now, the Montana State Historical Preservation Office agreed that it met two criteria and is historically significant. I want to clarify that fact. So the Forest Service has been supportive of the historical nature of this monument. It is Annie Gaylor and the Freedom From Religion Foundation that keep saying that this is, quote, not Michelangelo. It is made of cement from a mold. It is entirely replicable. This cement shrine has no artistic value, is in no way unique. The only feature that is unique to this shrine is the fact that it is on federal land, which, by the way, is incorrect as a matter of law because there are a lot of monuments that have both religious connotations and historical connotations on federal land. So that's absolutely incorrect. But again, the Forest Service has supported the historic designation of this monument. That's a good thing. But here's my question to you. You got to ask yourself, why is it that the Freedom From Religion Foundation wants this statue removed? Here's the number if you want to talk to us on air. It's 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We'll be taking your calls from around the country. Logan, very quickly here, when you looked at both of these, when our team found these, this was very significant because this is the historical evidence of what they really saw.
Right, exactly. And you can find out all of those on the website on aclj.org, and you can see the direct link between these two. I mean, obviously, there are some differences, but again, this was you know, nearly 50 years ago.
Right.
And we're talking about a time when it wasn't exactly like digital photography and digital recreation was very vastly available.
But we've
but
got
they
these
are very
up
similar.
Yeah. At aclj.org.
Yep.
All right, folks, we want you to join with us in this fight. Here is the number. This is the last day for you to sign on to this letter, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also do so at aclj.org, aclj.org, or 877-989-2255.
You know their tactics. They targeted the National Day of Prayer, the Pledge of Allegiance, and even our national motto. The Freedom From Religion Foundation, an atheist, anti-Christian group, now has its sights set on removing a significant piece of the history and heritage of Montana. In the 1950s, World War II veterans from the Knights of Columbus put up a statue of Jesus at the Whitefish Mountain Resort. Now the atheist group wants it removed, saying the display is, quote, a ruse and a sham, and calling on the Forest Service to end a long-standing lease that would force the 56-year-old display to go. The ACLJ is taking a stand, fighting to keep this display in place. Stand with the ACLJ and sign on to our letter to the Forest Service demanding that the lease be renewed. We've met these outrageous anti-Christian challenges before, and now we'll do it again. Add your name to our letter. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com.
Back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. By the way, there's an email going out right now from us for you to sign on to this letter that will be going to the Forest Service for the comments section. And what we're going to establish is the legality of the statue. And what's also important here is to hear from as many of you as we can. As I mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, the Flathead National Forest archaeologist stated very early on that the site with the Jesus statue is in fact historically significant. The Montana Historic Society agreed with that. So that puts it in a very important light. Again, it's if you go to the website at aclj.org, we've got the photograph of what the soldiers actually saw when they were fighting in the Alps during World War II and what that statue actually is now that's been there since 1955. We want it to stay there. I want to encourage you to go to your phones right now, sign on to this letter, become part of the team here defending the statue. I think it's very important. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. And let me say something about going to aclj.org, because I need to say this right away. We are right now over 50,000 signatures to this letter in a week. Actually, 50,500. So I want to say thank you to all of you that are standing with us. But again, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. I'm going to get into some life issues that are coming up right now. But Jordan Seculo is back and is calling in. He just got back into the country. Jordan, welcome back home.
Yeah, I just got back in from Doha in Qatar when we were doing our stopover from India and our honeymoon. And it's interesting, Dan, next week, actually, we're going to be on CBN News talking about something different we did for our honeymoon. Our first 2 days were actually spent working with children's ministries in the slums in Mumbai, in India. So we did something a little different there. We'll show some pictures. We tweeted some pictures as well. But there was a late-breaking story. I got in yesterday evening, and Todd Starnes from Fox News contacted me via Twitter, which I've been following the story also about the Jesus statue, and I saw how many people online are working and spreading this story around. And I think that's great. A lot of people have tweeted me, Dad, and said that they've been getting all their friends and family to sign on and join on to this letter. But another issue that came out, again involving the military, this time the Air Force Academy, which there's been issues with in the past, the Mikey Weinstein's Military Freedom From Religion Foundation, his version of that, attacked the Operation Christmas Box program, you know, the program by Samaritan's Purse. And this, again, folks, he said it was because they put a religious message in there. Now, these are boxes that go to kids in places like Africa or the Philippines with toothpaste and toothbrushes and basic hygiene and a few toys. And that, yes, there's a Bible message in there. And he said that that was inappropriate, that the Air Force was asking cadets to do that on their own free time. And the Air Force apologized to him, saying, "We're sorry we asked cadets to volunteer to put these boxes together for these kids. It was inappropriate." And they bought into his whole line of attack on Franklin Graham being Islamophobic and anti-Muslim. And, you know, I just came out of two countries that are completely Muslim. And let me tell you, Dad, the truth is groups like Samaritan's Purse help in those countries. Those governments appreciate their help. The people appreciate the help. And for the kid who may not get a toothbrush now or toothpaste or basic hygiene needs, it's because of Mikey Weinstein scaring the Air Force Academy from encouraging its students, who are all adults,
right,
to participate.
You know, it's pretty, it ties right into the situation in Montana, and that is the anti-religious bias and animus of these organizations is frankly unbelievable. So welcome back to the United States, and what happens is you've got a controversy at the Air Force Academy. I've had the privilege of speaking to cadets at the Air Force Academy on a debate with Mikey Weinstein. And I think it's unfortunate that they capitulated. We've got a whole military unit at the ACLJ. In fact, in the office here in our media center, David French, who's a captain in the Army, is a judge advocate general in our office in Virginia. Skip Ash is a lieutenant colonel and retired from the United States Army. So we do a lot of work in the military arena. But the fact of the matter is, these organizations capitulated to this, and we hope that's not, we are believing that's not going to happen in Montana, and we're going to go to work and see what we can do in the situation to rectify the. You said earlier to me when we were talking, you think more kids will actually, cadets will actually participate now since the controversy's begun.
Well, yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Samaritan's Purse was not coordinating this with the Air Force Academy. They weren't asking for it. The organization itself, Franklin Graham, didn't go to Air Force Brigadier General and say, "Please send out an email to all of your cadets to put together the Christmas boxes." No, it was just something they did on their own that they've done before, and it just went through their general email system. And again, we're talking about adults here. We're not talking about children or young people, and just putting together basic necessities to give something back during a holiday season, but because it's got a Bible verse, that's too much for Mikey Weinstein, which, again, I think just shows that it's not just a hatred of religion in the public sphere in America. Don't go so far as to prevent a kid in Africa from getting a toothbrush. I mean, again,
right,
let me just repeat that. That's how far they'll go to keep religion out of the public sphere.
All right. Well, Jordan, we appreciate the update. I know you need to get some rest. You've had a long flight in, and welcome back home. We're glad you're safe, and I know you'll be back on the air Monday.
Yeah, Logan's done a great job on my show, and I know he's got a great one today coming up.
He does, and it stayed on the air the entire 2 weeks, Logan.
2 weeks so far, we didn't lose any markets.
There
so
you go.
It's fairly impressive. That's a big thing for me, the fact that we didn't lose anyone. I'm not sure about listeners. We haven't gotten the ratings back yet.
All right, very good. Well, we're going to Jordan, welcome back home. All right, here we go, folks. We're going to take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Logan, let's go right to
the
phones.
All right, Sonya's calling from California on line one. Sonya, welcome to the program.
Hi, Sonya.
Hi. How are you?
Very good.
Good, good. I'm so glad you brought that up, because what I'm starting to see is in Armenia, they did a genocide, and part of the strategy was to take down monuments, take down anything that was historical about Armenia. And that's what I'm starting to see in the United States. This is a Christian nation, and they're applying the same assignment that they did in Armenia to us. And what their job is to go in there and take down the monument, take down...
Exactly right. Because the idea is that they really believe, this is what's so bizarre about this, the atheist groups, the Freedom From Religion Foundations, these groups really believe that if somehow the monuments are removed and the Ten Commandments are taken out of the town square, and if you take the Bible verse out of the shoebox going to the kids, that somehow, well, good news for the atheists, no one will believe in Jesus, no one will believe in faith, no one will believe in God. And it ends up being that, of course, that's not the case. But the problem is, that's not the way our government is set up to work. That's not the way the Constitution works. And these monuments in Armenia, these monuments in Russia were historically significant. In the Alps, they were historically significant. And the statue was historically significant when it was placed by the Knights of Columbus in 1955. And as I said, to clarify, I was incorrect earlier in the week. The Forest Service, their archaeologist, the person that does this kind of work, was the first one to bring this up, that it was historically significant, and the Montana State Historical Preservation Office agreed. Who did not agree, of course, is the Freedom From Religion Foundation. They say it's not unique at all. But you know what? She didn't serve in World War II, and obviously they didn't do the investigation that we did. That's on the front page at ACLJ.org, which shows exactly what this is and what this statue represents. But let me say this, folks. Last date for you to sign on to this letter as far as the radio broadcast goes, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And we encourage you to make that call and sign up either online or on the phones.
All right, Chuck's calling from Montana, line 6. Chuck, we'll get back to the calls. What's your comment today?
Hi, Chuck.
How are you, Jay?
Good. Thanks.
You do.
Thank you.
I'm calling from the Flathead Valley, and I just just came from a Bible study in Big Fork of over 250 guys. We call ourselves the Dirtbags. And there's all kinds of people that would be heartfelt over this situation. When you come across that monument, it's at the top of Big Mountain. Glacier Park is to your backside. Flathead Valley opens up in front of you. It's just a beautiful, beautiful, awesome view. And when you're up there, it's pristine quiet, and it gives you the stillness and the presence of God right when you're there.
And for the World War II veterans, this was what they saw during World War II in the Alps. So I appreciate your call. Appreciate that you're concerned about this. Get your friends at that Bible study to sign on at ACLJ.org. Very important that we do that. We've got a lot of information posted at ACLJ.org. By the way, I think we're going to post later in the day. I was on Sean Hannity's television broadcast last night on the Herman Cain situation, so we encourage you to – we'll have that up on air as well.
Yeah, I believe it's actually already on our YouTube channel, and it'll be up on the main site soon.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Logan. Tell you what, we're a little too – we'll take some more calls when we come back from the break. Let me encourage you to visit ACLJ.org, and let me tell you why. We're in a matching challenge, and what that means, folks, is any amount you donate, which, of course, is tax-deductible for the ACLJ, it's tax-deductible to you, is doubled. If you donate $10, we get $20. $20 is $40. 50 is 100, 100 is 200. And a lot of you have done that, and I want to say thank you. We were meeting on that this morning. ACLJ.org, participate in our matching challenge. Of course, you can sign the letter that's going to be going to the Forest Service as well as part of those legal comments. And this is the last day for you to do that. So ACLJ.org is a great way for you to sign up and become part of the team here. You can also get on our Twitter or Facebook, all of that at ACLJ.org. And if you want to sign the letter by phones, just simply pick up the phone and make that call, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Last day for you to do it. I encourage you to go to your phones. Again, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Logan, who do you have coming up on your broadcast
coming
today?
Up just right after this on the Jordan Secular Show, I'm joined by Matt Hammett, who's lead singer of Sanctus Real. Talk about his new solo record and in their current tour with Casting Crowns.
Very good. All right, folks, 877-989-2255 to sign on to that letter or ACLJ.org. Make that call now. Last day to do it. 877-989-2255.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com. You know their tactics. They targeted the National Day of Prayer, the Pledge of Allegiance, and even our national motto. The Freedom From Religion Foundation, an atheist, anti-Christian group, now has its sights set on removing a significant piece of the history and heritage of Montana. In the 1950s, World War II veterans from the Knights of Columbus put up a statue of Jesus at the Whitefish Mountain Resort. Now the atheist group wants it removed, saying the display is, quote, a ruse and a sham, and calling on the Forest Service to and a long-standing lease that would force the 56-year-old display to go. The ACLJ is taking a stand, fighting to keep this display in place. Stand with the ACLJ and sign on to our letter to the Forest Service demanding that the lease be renewed. We've met these outrageous anti-Christian challenges before, and now we'll do it again. Add your name to our letter. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
For the stars and stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring. Salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love. Like to see sunrise.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're going to go right to our phones. A lot of calls coming in. I'm trying to get to as many of you as I can.
All right, Sylvester's calling from Illinois. Sylvester, welcome to the program. Line
Hi.
Two.
Hi, Sylvester.
Good afternoon. I think you guys are great. My question was basically, who are these people? I mean, I call them nincompoops. But the idea of them constantly, you know, filing these frivolous lawsuits against something that they don't even believe in.
Yeah, they're so right, exactly. It's called the Freedom From Religion Foundation. They publish a Bible warning sticker that they'd like placed on Bibles that says it's a dangerous book. They have a song that says nothing fails like prayer. They file suits against a cross being included, which is two surviving steel beams at Ground Zero. It's part of the museum for 9/11. They don't like the Pledge of Allegiance. They certainly don't like this statue in Montana. They don't like Ten Commandment displays in public squares. And that's the reason for existence. But what you have to do is go ahead and fight them back. I'm going to play this song for you folks. And this is pretty offensive to me. I mean, it's just shows you what they think. This is the song they wrote. And then I'm going to give you a call to action.
Nothing fails like prayer. Nothing fails like prayer. Use your mind and you will find that nothing fails like prayer.
The main problem with nothing fails like prayer is you will be singing that all day long. We sit here in the office and you find someone going, nothing fails like... I mean, so
except we know that's not
it's
true.
It's not true, but it's like they somehow wrote a catchy song. It's like the Pina Colada song of atheism.
Well, there you go. Okay, that's why Logan is hosting, guest hosting for the George... And Logan's going to be doing his own broadcast,
that's
I might
right,
add.
That's right.
And it will be as entertaining, but... He's right. So they make this, you know, quote, catchy song to be offensive. And it is offensive. Let me say this. This is why you need to take direct action, folks. Last day for you to do it. I want to encourage you, go to aclj.org. That is the easiest way to sign on to this letter that's going to go with our legal comments. And by the way, and this is some really encouraging news, we are over 50,000 signatures online, which is great. In fact, we're at over 51,000, pushing towards 52,000. So I encourage you to go to aclj.org, sign on to our letter of legal comments. It's going to go into the Forest Service. Last day for you to do it. Like it, so you could do that on Facebook. That'd be great as well. And let me also encourage you another thing you can do, and that's a great thing, is just call us at 877-989-2255, 1-877-989-2255, or aclj.org. Let me tell you the reason why you need a comment. Here's what the president of the Freedom From Religion Foundation said. This is Annie Geller. Quote, it is wholly inappropriate to subject a matter of clear constitutional law to public comment. Why would they be afraid of public comment, by the way? Okay, well, here they go. This appears to be a machination to solicit support for the shrine as if majority rules in matters of personal conscience. If they, of course, here's the question. If they are so concerned about this, why did they post something on the White House website that allows you to petition your government? And why did they send out an email to all their members that said, hey, don't let the government know and let the Forest Service know we're doing this, but you need to make a comment, but don't let them know it's from us. We're being much more organized. We're gonna submit our comments to the U.S. Forest Service. They, by the way, have recognized the historical significance of this, so we're going to fight back aggressively on that, and I think that this is the reason why you fight. Here's the number, folks, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
All right, go back to the phones. Marge is calling from Arizona. Marge on line one. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Marge.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am. You're on the air.
Okay. Well, I just print in my vote, of course, for not letting them take the statue down. Because I feel like if I don't vote to keep it up, then I'm voting to take it down.
Well, you're absolutely right. Silence here is a no vote, is a vote for it to go. And you know, we reach a lot of people during the day on this broadcast. We replay in the evenings. We're heard on the weekends. Logan, there's a lot of social media ways to get this out. In fact, we've had friends of yours that have been doing that.
That's right.
We're very encouraged about.
Through all of our Facebook pages and Twitters, you can go to twitter.com/officialACLJ. Also, you can follow Jordan or Jay Sekulow. There's a lot of great ways. Also, like I said, on Facebook, if you search for the American Center for Law and Justice and the ACLJ, you can find the page and share all the stuff we're doing. We're actually seeing it go fairly viral, and we'd like to get more of that out there. We can share the pages with you. Again, that's overall, you can find all the links directly on ACLJ.org. That'll take you to our Facebook and all of our various different Twitter feeds, whether it's for you or whether it's for Jordan or myself, all over there on ACLJ.org. Do you want to go back to the calls?
Let's do that.
All right, we're going to go back to the phones. Let's go to Shelly calling from Oklahoma. Shelly, welcome to the program.
Hi, Shelly.
Hi.
You're on the air.
What's your comment?
Oh, well, I just wanted to say that I was raised in a religious home, and my husband, he immigrated from South America. He was not raised with the Christian religion, and he basically is a non-believer. And, you know, my viewpoint on it is that, you know, it's a religious symbol as well as a symbol that was put up for the veterans. My husband and I both served in the Army, and I can only imagine how the World War II veterans that are still around today would feel if that was taken down.
Well, I mean, we've actually got, I appreciate both your and your husband's service to the country. I've got in my hand the pictures that our team found of the actual statue that was the basically served as the model for this, that our soldiers saw throughout the Alps during World War II when they were in that theater. What's interesting about that, if you travel through Europe, we have offices in Strasbourg, France, you'll see this pretty typically in Europe. And it was symbolic for the soldiers of hope. And they, Knights of Columbus in 1953 put this in place. They modeled it after what they saw. As Logan said, remember, they didn't have digital media in those days. It's, but it's an amazing likeness to the statue. And the statue itself, it depicts a historical statement of what these people, what these soldiers saw, and that's what we're standing with here.
That's right. You can find that all on ACLJ.org. We've posted all of those photos as well as all our blogs on the Docket blog. And also, again, through all of our social networking, you see that it's really growing quickly. So we encourage you all to go to ACLJ.org and go to our Facebook page and our Twitter feeds and make sure you check that out. I guess we're going to go back to the
one
phones.
More call.
We're
going
back to the phones. We're going to run out of time quickly. So let's see who we go to. Last call. Let's go to Rosie calling from California. Rosie, welcome to the program.
Hi, Rosie.
Hi. How are you?
Great. You're on the air.
Quickly.
I have a lot to say. I've been holding on.
I know, but Rosie, I've got less than a minute left here, so go ahead and make your comment.
Everyone to fight. I'm asking for everyone to fight. Pick up your phone. Vote. Pick it up and don't give up, because you have to remember our forefathers fought, and they were religious. For those atheists, for those other religious people, how soon will they be attacked after the Christians are attacked?
Well, I mean, that's a whole different story, and I appreciate you calling in and encouraging a call to action. By the way, just so you know, 51,661 of you have signed up online. Logan, Facebook, and
that's
all
right.
Kind of media available.
All the media you can find on ACLJ.org. You can find new video clips. We post them continually. We're updating the new site. Facebook, again, make sure you go follow us on Twitter at OfficialACLJ. And you can find us. You can find Jordan over at Twitter.com/JordanSekulow. And share this information. Get it out to all of your friends through social networking, because that's honestly one of the best ways to do it.
All right, folks, this is it. Last day for you to do it. You go to your phones right now. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 for you to sign on to this letter of comments going in to the Forest Service to defend the statue of Jesus. 877-989-2255. Of course, you can also go to ACLJ.org. A lot of you have, which we really appreciate, and make an online gift. We're in a matching challenge. It's tax deductible. We get a matching gift for whatever you donate at ACLJ.org, or call us. Last time to do it, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Remember, there's more of us than there are of them.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info at